This podcast is powered by The Plug.
It tastes like yak. It does taste like yak, bro. It's cognac on the way to being bourbon.
Like Robitussin.
Ooh.
Damn, Q. Baby, you did that.
Yo, you know what it is, man. Everybody loves BBW. That's Beards, Bourbon, Whiskey, the podcast, man. Whole gang is back in the building. Got my man Angry Principal off camera.
What's up?
Got my man Bo in the building.
I say.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. All right, so we back in the building today with something that I don't think any of us have had. Shout out to Yanni who brought us this Broken Barrel whiskey, right? So there's a whole lot of story to this, right? So the reason it's called Broken Barrel, first of all, is that it was distilled in one barrel, broke the barrel down, put the broken staves into another barrel, and aged it some more. So now you got 115 proof whiskey, bourbon whiskey over here. All right, so this is the thing, though. I wasn't even familiar with this process. I've heard the word staves before and didn't know where it came from. So now I understand, right? Now, with the bill that we were talking about previously before, like off camera, I was thinking that it might taste like Maker's Mark 46. I was thinking that, but like I'm kind of not sure. Now you had another story about staves before we got on camera.
So when Yanni told me that this had staves in it, mm-hmm. I'm interested in the taste because normally I've had a couple other bourbons that aged with staves inside the barrel, right, as a way of them cheating the time.
Gotcha.
That they had to age a bourbon. So they were using the extra staves in there to try to mature the taste of the bourbon instead of putting in the time to let it mature on its own.
To make it seem right. Like
so
it's
older. So I'm interested in this because this has 40% bourbon barrel staves, mm-hmm. 40% French oak staves. Mm-hmm. So think about how your cognac tastes, has a softer taste to it.
Right.
And then 20% sherry cask taste.
Okay.
Oak. So that's more of a dessert type or cooking type.
Some sweetness to it.
Yeah.
So we had something else in the cask, in the sherry cask. I want to say the Belvini was. I want to say. And there was some sweetness to it.
Right.
So I'm trying to figure out, like, I'm reading all this stuff. I'm trying to figure out exactly where this is going. I do know that there are French oak staves in the 46, and I do love the 46. Now, I'm not sure how that's going to pair with that sweeter sherry cask.
Now, there's no age statement on here, so that's why I'm wondering, were they using the staves in there to try to mature it quicker or what? So I'm really interested in how this is going to taste.
It's kind of dark skin.
It's dark skin.
Look a little chocolate over here. All right, so let's check it out. Let's check out this cork first, of course.
Right. Pause for the cork.
Okay.
Pretty good.
I can work with it.
Synthetic cork. Oh, wait a minute.
Is it? At the bottom, it looked real.
Right.
The top looks synthetic.
So I don't know.
It's a good synthetic. I'm curious now. I feel like it's not going to be as sweet as I'm thinking. Just because I think
that sherry cask, I can smell it immediately. That softer roundness too that you would have in your cognac, where it's a little bit lighter on that smell,
and a nice amount of alcohol.
Yeah, nice amount of sweetness in it.
Yeah, for sure.
Just on the smell.
Yeah, I can kind of get a few of those sherry notes. A
lot of cherry in it for me.
Yeah, could be. Some kind of sweetness in that area.
Cherry alcohol.
I don't smell any caramel or cocoa. So now I'm scared because those are my favorites. Let's see what we got.
This is a strong cognac to me.
I can see that.
This is a strong cognac.
Ooh, I can see that. Now that you said that, it is.
It's a strong cognac.
Bro, it is. Damn. 115. I don't know what that is.
It's a strong cognac.
It tastes like yak. It does taste like yak, bro.
I'm not saying bad. It just has a strong, it's a stronger version of your cognac.
It's like, it's cognac on the way to being bourbon.
It feels like the French oak has more of an influence on this bottle than the bourbon stage.
So like I need a tablespoon of taking this.
It's too like, sweet for you?
No.
Like medicine?
Like Robitussin.
Ooh-wee.
That Tussin.
I'm not getting that.
I'm getting strong yak.
I don't get it. I get like a...
Okay. I'm getting strong yak.
Medicated.
If this is how I got introduced to yak, I can understand how people could get hooked on it.
Yeah.
Because it's a strong version of cognac.
It is. You don't taste that?
Those bourbon barrel staves are not in there.
It's not.
This is all French oak.
It don't taste like
that's
bourbon.
What it tastes like something that you get out of cognac.
It tastes like cognac.
This is CNN and Fox News right here, folks.
It tastes like cognac.
Yeah, CNN here and Fox News over here.
And what's crazy, though, is it's 115 proof.
Hey, it tastes like 115 proof, too. It's got some kick to it.
It tastes like 115 proof cognac.
A long hug on this.
Yeah.
Very long. And I'm not a cognac drinker at all.
But you can tell.
I can mess with this.
This is 115 proof Douce.
Dang, yeah.
You gonna add some water to it and see?
I don't like Douce either.
They don't like that. They don't like nothing. So first of all, let me say this. I didn't know what to expect because I've never heard of it. But there is quite a comparison to the flavor profile of cognac to me. It is definitely a longer hug, a deeper finish than any cognac I've ever had. The water probably kill it completely. I can't imagine the water doing anything.
The water didn't do anything to it.
Yeah, that's why
didn't make it better or worse.
I thought it would wash it away.
No, it didn't mess with it at all.
Hmm. Let's see,
this is a very strong cognac. That's what this is. I know they said 40% bourbon.
What you thinking, bro?
Stage, but I don't taste the
what's on your mind.
The bourbon stage at all.
What's on your mind, bro?
I mean, not everything is for everybody. You know, just like I said, I get strong. Like it almost tastes medicated to me.
Yeah,
you know,
you completely underwhelmed.
Yeah, I was overwhelmed because I never heard it before. I never seen it. You know, I
gotcha.
Sometimes you got to rub some tussin on it. That's all.
Sometimes you got to. It's not for me. Let me just say that.
I feel you.
I'm not mad at it.
I'm not. So let me say this. I'm not mad at it, but I'm mad that it tastes so much like cognac.
What was the price point, Yanni? So 60 for the bottle.
For the 60, I'm mad. Mm.
Okay.
For the 60, I'm mad. I might have to shoot that back to you.
I don't even.
Because for the 60, I'm mad. I
didn't even taste the cognac, right? And but we
you gotta taste that.
We drank all kinds of Hennessy, E&J.
Just the regular Hennessy. Regular Hennessy, not the Privilege, because the Privilege got a little different taste to it. So regular Hennessy, or maybe even Douce. Because Douce got that kind of sweetness to it, too.
This is a mix of Douce and Privilege.
Yeah.
Right in the middle. That's what this tastes like to me.
I agree. I agree with that 100. I agree with that 100. And this is...
It's a mix of those two.
For the 60, I'm pissed. But I ain't going to lie to you. But
I'm not mad at the 60, taste.
I'm pissed.
For 60,
I'm pissed.
I get that. But it's not a bad taste. It just tastes like a strong cognac.
Yeah. I mean, I'll say this because I've and I don't want to say it like, you know, I graduated from cognac, but because we drunk a lot of cognac and I'm kind of over it. So getting to a bourbon, this is kind of intermediate. This is like I was drinking yak last week. I want to try bourbon. So this is the Wednesday bourbon that's going to get you to dog say it tastes like Robitussin. I just can't get past that. He can't get past it. Nobody can get past it. He say it tastes like Robitussin. I don't think it tastes like Robitussin. But I do say it tastes like fucking cognac. It does taste like cognac. And for the 60 bar, it definitely puts you in the mind of cognac because a lot of that shit is overpriced. You know what I'm saying?
Do not smoke a cigar with it.
Oh, no, because I don't smoke cigars with cognac.
Ruins the taste completely.
I know it do. I'm not touching it.
Don't do it.
I'm not touching it because I know what
cigar.
I know what Hennessy and cigars taste like. So I don't want it. I'm not touching it.
Never had the experience before. I'm glad you're telling me now. I will never do it.
Bro, his facial expressions is killing me, bro.
Yeah, do not do a cigar with us.
We about to
pair well.
We about to go to commercial break. We gonna get back with these 1 to 5 Black Power Fist ratings. I got a kind of an idea what Bo is gonna say. We gonna be right back after this, man. Everybody loves BBW. That's Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey, the podcast. On the other side of the commercial break, we will go ahead and give it a rating from 1 to 5, dog. We're going to see what it is. Broken Barrel, we'll be back in a minute.
Make sure it's closed.
Visit the website right now, www.everybodylovesbbw. That's Beards, Bourbon, Whiskey, the podcast.
Thank you for hanging out.
Best we can be.
Right. Oh, thanks for hanging out through the commercial breaks, man. You already know what it is. Everybody loves BBW, man. That's beers,
third grade.
Bourbon, whiskey.
My sense of humor is going back to third grade so far.
It's crazy. Whole gang is back, though. You hear Angry Principal off camera, my man Bo in the building. Of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205. God damn. Having some shit happening over here.
You
right. You about to be rich. All right. We back. About to go around the table and get our 1 to 5 Black Power Fist ratings. If you check this out before the commercial break, then you already heard the preliminary analysis. I think at least me and Angry Principal are looking at it as kind of a overstated cognac. My man Bo say it tastes like Robitussin. Not sure. So we go check it out and see what the ratings are. Bo, we gonna start with you this week. What you want to give the Broken Barrel?
Hey man, the Broken Barrel. I like the idea. You know, of breaking the old barrel, putting the staves in there, and things like that. Like I was interested too. Just for me though, like also I like the bottle. The bottle's dope.
Yeah, the bottle's dope.
Yeah, but I just can't get with it. It tastes too much like cough medicine to me.
Cough medicine.
Like I just get that Robitussin. Like the cognac, I don't taste cognac at all. Like really? Not one bit. I really don't. Which is weird because that's all we used to drink.
That's all we used to drink. You know, for sure.
But I had to give it. I gotta give it a 1.5.
1.5.
Yeah. I was leaning towards a 1, but I like the bottle.
Yeah.
You know, I like the idea.
Gotcha.
So you know, it get a half for that.
Get a half for the appearance.
Yeah.
Angry Principal, man. What you say, bro?
I'm going to give it a 2.5.
Okay.
I am not a cognac drinker.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand if someone had this, I can understand why they would be hooked on cognac.
Yeah.
Because it's a strong version of cognac.
Right.
That, I don't know, that mellow taste that you get on a cognac instead of a bourbon where there's more of a sharpness to it.
For sure.
That's the difference between the two. Mm-hmm. So okay. This tastes like a very strong cognac. And like I said, if this is how I was introduced to cognac, I would be a fan of it because of the proof.
Gotcha.
The price point, no.
Yeah.
That's a lot of love in that 60. So take that. So
there's a lot of love.
There's a lot of love in that 60, but I would not want to spend $60 for it. That's what's the taste is cool to me because it's a strong cognac. That's why I'm giving it 2.5. The price would make me want to drop it to a 2.
Gotcha.
But I am going to give it a 2.5 because it is a good taste. It is different. It's definitely different. You get to pick out some of the flavors in it. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you can make it taste like something totally different than what it's labeled as.
For sure.
That's what I'm enjoying. I think that's kind of fun. So yeah. I'm giving it 2.5.
Okay. All right, well, I'm actually surprised that you went that high, honestly. I ain't gonna lie to you. And for me, even being a cognac fan, I'm not really a fan of this. And so I'm gonna be with Bo on this one. I'm gonna give it a 1.5, only because I guess, and this could be a biased opinion, because I've done a lot of cognac in my day, like probably more than we should have, right?
Talking about cognac like it's a motherfucking heroin in this.
Right.
Yeah,
I have.
A hair
you have so it. I haven't done a lot of cognac. So.
And that might be why. I've had way too much and I've since having bourbon and whiskey and scotch and you know, Canadian whiskeys and, mm-hmm. and that genre, I don't like cognac no more. Mm-hmm. So because it tastes like cognac, like it took me back to a place like, yeah, I'm not there no more.
You know where it took me back to? Mm-hmm. Don Cherry's.
Ooh-wee. If you're not old enough or you're not in the vicinity to know about Don Cherry's, quick backstory. All right, so Don Cherry's is a bar in Windsor, Canada, right? Which is right across the bridge from Detroit. So it was a bar. So a lot of people from Detroit would go to Windsor, Canada to go to the bar because legal drinking age in Canada at the time was 19. So we could be 19, go over to Canada, get drunk, and come back home. Like, not that we did that.
Across the international borders, drunk as hell.
Right. Not that we did that, of course. Like, that wasn't the case. But people who did, Don Cherry's, there was a lot of cognac and a lot of $2 beer pitchers. Mm. All right, so just imagine that.
And then they would call me, say, hey, we're coming over your house to go to sleep it off. So,
yeah. That's a throwback. Shout out to my man, E-Beezy, dog. I done pulled up on Dog Crib plenty of nights after Canada and ate all the hard salami and cheddar cheese out the drawer. But anyway.
And whole charcuterie board out there.
Yo, I would call and be like, bro, I can't make it to the crib. So Candy be like, all right, I'll leave the door open. We pull up, me and EBZ eat all the lunch meat and be in the back room sleep, feet stinking and everything.
Shout out to Ohio.
That's
the street I used to live on.
Shout out to Ohio, dog. I love Ohio, man. But anyway, yeah. So
not the state.
Right, the street.
Street.
The street in Detroit. Street in
Detroit.
Yes, all right. But yeah, so I'm going to give it the 1.5. Really reminiscent of a cognac. I think that if you are just transitioning or if you're trying out what bourbon might be for you, this could be a thing. If I still enjoy cognac, I think, look at his face. No, stop doing that. Obviously, he don't agree. But like you said, I will agree with you on this. It's not a terrible taste profile.
No.
Just too reminiscent of the thing that I left behind, I think.
Bad memories.
You got to understand that we would drink so – it was to a point that we would buy the half – I think it's a half a gallon of Hennessy. You know, before you get to the gallon, I think, is the one that's got the spout on it. Like, it don't pour out all the way. Like, dog, we would be drinking that out of the bottle. Like, Hennessy was way – it was over the top. I don't know what we was trying to prove. But, yeah, so now shit that tastes like that.
Here's the killer part. That's before I started drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
You all were doing that before I even started drinking.
Yes.
I didn't really have a taste of alcohol until I was 22, 23.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yep. So,
yeah, by this time you were a freshman in college.
Yeah, you're right.
Y'all were down to stuff that I had no clue about. Now I have drunk 5 times more than you have. So, anyway, that's not the point.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's neither here nor there. Right. But I think about this, and we'll talk about this probably in our live show. But I did want to mention that though. I wonder how different my palate would be if I'd have started on whiskey as opposed to starting on cognac. Like, we would probably be like somewhere crazy. Know, with like it right
back
now.
Then, my cognac drinking days, I saw whiskey as like
old man shit, white people man, shit,
like down south, yeah, middle of the bayou, like, yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah,
I agree. Man, I don't know.
This has been an interesting bottle. I'll give you that much.
It's interesting.
It is definitely a conversation starter.
Just that bad cough going in there.
And all three
good,
of us are
good for a hot toddy.
Hey, you know, rub some on your chest before you go to sleep.
Hey, look, rub. All three of us are tasting something different out of this and getting a whole different experience off of this. That's why I say drink what you like, how you like this.
For sure.
It's different for each person.
Yeah, I'm tasting barely escaped jail. That's what I'm tasting. Barely escaped jail. Like, nigga, you did what? And what happened? Like,
the memories that people been having at this table, bro, today.
Alcohol bring back memories. All right, so we go get out of here because it's time to get out of here. So 1.5. You said what?
1.5.
It's a 2.5.
All right. So I really feel like you only saying that because you haven't been down that
Hennessy Road.
They've been down there.
Look, I tasted it with my aunt one time. That's her drink, Hennessy. To this day, Hennessy is her. Oh, shout out to my aunt because she just had her 75th.
Shout out.
Hennessy is her drink.
Yeah.
Tasted it once. I was like, nope.
I'm not for me.
Never again. And I never touched cognac since. So basically, this is a new experience for me.
Okay.
Because I don't deal with cognac.
Gotcha.
Unless it's like the only thing around. Like we went to my man's birthday party out at Kona.
Yeah.
I don't want to say any names, but we went up to his, and all he had was Hennessy. So I drank
Yeah, I'm
so
sure.
I drank sex.
You're right.
And I was like, okay. I'm drinking it because you're giving it to me. Because
you're giving it to me, right.
It's not something I would say. If I'm really in a cognac mood, say I want to try something different, I would go to this.
For sure.
Because it is a strong cognac. So
yeah,
I think the fact that they put on here that it's a bourbon whiskey, I think they need to change their label. They need to say cognac. They really do. Because it tastes more like French oak
with
that softness to it than it does a bourbon with that sharpness that you normally get off the taste.
Yeah. So this is a cognac distilled in America.
Right. And they faking the fuck on bourbon. They shouldn't say bourbon. They just need to say American whiskey or something like that. But putting bourbon on there puts me in a whole different state. I'm looking at cherry, vanilla, caramel, stuff like that.
Right.
There's none of that in here.
Facts.
This is all French oak and char and
Robitussin.
So yeah, if you are a cognac drinker, this is a good choice if you're trying to make a transition into bourbon. It's got some bourbon hints to it, but most of this is strong cognac.
This is if you just try to stay at cognac, because this ain't gonna transition.
Back in the day, it was cognac and brandy, right?
Yeah.
So like, if you put this on the table in front of me and a bottle of NJVSOP.
Oh, I'm gonna take this.
And guess what bottle I'm grabbing?
I'm taking
you're grabbing E&J.
E&J
VLC. Damn.
Oh, Irk and Jerk.
That's a hell of a critique right there.
Oh, Nando, we gonna get up out of here.
You get a bottle of VSOP at fifth for like $19.
Oh, Nando, we out of here. Thank y'all for checking us out, man. Make sure that you
economical.
Make sure that you like, share, and subscribe.
Get you drunk.
It is economical. I will say that. I'll give you that, dog. Make sure you hit that QR code below, man. You can check out all the BBW merch, dog. And, of course, First of the Day. You see that right there. Shout out to First of the Day. That's our partial sponsor, I guess we'll call it that. We out here. Till the next time. You already know what it is, man. Everybody loves BBW. That's beers, bourbon, whiskey, the podcast. Whole gang is in here, but we about to get up out of here. My man, Angry Principal, off camera.
Drink what you hop. What you like, how you like. I'm drunk, boy. Drink what you like, how you like. I'm fucked up.
My man Bo holding it down.
I say, y'all.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Peace out, y'all.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.